It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Joe Biden was supposed to leave for Rome early Thursday morning. Instead, he took a detour, went over to the Capitol at 9 a.m. An alert from the White House read, quote, "The president will speak to the House Democratic Caucus this morning to provide an update about the Build Back Better agenda and the bipartisan infrastructure deal. Before departing for his foreign trip, he will return to the White House and speak to the American people about the path forward for his economic agenda and the next steps to getting it done." The Washington Post reporting that Biden would announce a revised framework for the full plan, and he expects will gain support of all Democrats. CNN reporting that Biden would tell the Democrats that he trusts that Manchinimo will vote for the $1.75 trillion package and that they should too. But there are probably around 55 progressives in the House, led by Representatives Pramila Jayapal, AOC, and Mark Pocan and others, and they've been very clear about this for months. It's not so much they don't trust Biden, but they definitely don't trust Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Those two have blocked environmental initiatives, paid family leave, Medicare expansion, free community college, and other progressive priorities from being included in that reconciliation package. In return, progressives say there's no reason to vote on the infrastructure bill, which Manchinima played a huge role in crafting, before they have a chance to examine the full text of the larger Build Back Better plan. And of course, there is no text yet, and Manchinima keeps slashing away at it anyway. This time, Manchin blocked paid family leave. It had already been cut back from 12 weeks to 4, now appears to be entirely out because Joe Manchin. This is obviously a big blow to progressives and to the president's agenda, since Biden specifically named paid family leave as an important priority. Politico is reporting, quote, "By the end of the day Wednesday, Senator Bernie Sanders was so frustrated with the negotiations that he headed to the White House to appeal to the president personally." Politico continues, quote, "Sanders pilloried Manchin and Sinema, who he said had sabotaged and destroyed the most progressive revenue policies in the bill. Sanders also vowed that his more robust prescription drug pricing plan and expansion of Medicare benefits to include vision, hearing, and dental coverage would be in the bill." At press time, President Biden emerged from the Democratic caucus meeting at the Capitol, headed back to the White House, where he's expected to address the nation. I'll have an update on the latest on the Nicole Sandler Show at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific, right here on the Progressive Voices Network. In other news, the West Coast is still recovering from the bomb cyclone that hit a few days ago. Now it's the Northeast's turn. More than 600,000 homes are without power after a nor'easter intensified to become another bomb cyclone as its central pressure dropped sharply in a process known as bombogenesis. The National Weather Service tweeted early Thursday, quote, "Dangerous situation early this morning. Winds gusting over hurricane force winds across southeast Massachusetts. Numerous downed trees and over 400,000 power outages in Massachusetts alone." And then in all caps, "Travel is not recommended. Stay home and stay safe." The Wall Street Journal facing a backlash from voting rights advocates, political analysts, and journalists, including some who work for the Wall Street Journal, for printing a letter to the editor from the former guy that repeated debunked claims that the presidential election he lost to President Biden was rigged. Oh, please. And from the ignored by the corporate mainstream media files, two big stories that seriously you would never know about if you got all your news from those corporate mainstream media sources. First up, Julian Assange is in court in London for what was expected to be a two-day hearing as the United States government is seeking to extradite the WikiLeaks founder back here to face trial on espionage charges. U.S. prosecutors have indicted Assange on 17 espionage charges and one charge of computer misuse over WikiLeaks' publication of thousands of leaked military and diplomatic documents. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. And then there's this story Environmental rights lawyer Stephen Donziger, who successfully represented victims of oil dumping in Ecuador against Chevron, reported to prison on Wednesday to serve a six-month sentence on a politically motivated contempt of court charge. He's already spent over 2 years under house arrest in a process that UN experts found lacks any legal basis and is in violation of numerous fair trial standards. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention found that his imprisonment is retaliation for his work as a lawyer for the indigenous communities in Ecuador. Amazing. Couple of other short tidbits. Donald Trump apparently is not going to go to Virginia before the election to campaign for Glenn Youngkin, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, after strongly implying he would be. David Perdue is said to be seriously considering primarying Brian Kemp for governor of Georgia in 2022. Tish James, New York's attorney general, is, quote, preparing to announce as soon as Thursday that she'll challenge the incumbent, Kathy Hochul, in the Democratic primary for New York governor next year. And now former New York Times journalist Nicholas Kristof has announced he is running for governor of Oregon. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.